This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today we are going to talk about weddings on the cheap. And on the line is Meredith Curtis, and she has some real experience with this. So welcome, Meredith.
Oh, Felice, thank you so much for having me. I am excited. Who doesn't love a wedding? I mean, really,
right?
Especially us ladies.
I know, and especially when we've been praying for our children for so long. I remember meeting you years and years and years ago, and one of the things I said is, you know, is there anything I can pray for you about? And you said, yes, please pray for my girls and their spouses, and because at that time Jimmy was very little, and he's now in college, but
I know,
you know, he wasn't on the radar at this point for prayer, so now we need to add him to the prayer list.
Yes.
But anyway, it was great, and I actually was able to come to Katie Beth's wedding and had met the young man she ended up marrying before they were even, you know, on the radar. So it's been really exciting, and I've also experienced a wedding on the cheap with my daughter Christina, who did exactly what I did, and that was meet the man of her dreams, and then get engaged, and she was married. I was married within 8 months of my engagement, and she did the same thing. But I want to preface that with saying that we both knew, you know, the person that we were going to marry or that we married many years before that too. So it was just done with college, you know, financially okay and ready to go. So my husband doesn't like me to tell that story, by the way, because he just says, you know, people just think we rushed into it. And I said, well, I was 22 and you were 24, and we both had jobs and we both graduated from college. And so it's worked for us. We've been married since 1979. So it's worked for us for all these years. So. But anyway, this is podcast 203, and I want to share with you where you'll find the show notes, and that's at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for the podcast, Weddings on the Cheap. Meredith, give us a little bit of information before we jump in about where we can find you online. You do host a podcast on the network at Finish Well Podcast, and that is awesome. So tell them a little bit about that and then also your website.
Okay. You can find me on MeredithCurtis.com, and also at PowerlineProd.com is where my books are. And then FinishWellCon.com is from our homeschooling high school conference. And so all of those websites are places you can, you know, find out about us and learn more about us. And one of the things I was thinking of, Felice, is that we have two sets of series, a God's Girl series and a Real Men series, and those are great resources for the things that we're talking about today. So those you can find on PowerlineProd.com. Just look for Real Men and God's Girls.
Wonderful. Yes, and we have both those books, and my kids have gone through them, and I really consider those, you know, must-haves, especially for high school years. I think that's a great ninth grade, you know, to 10th grade. You know, when you hear what they're talking about in schools, it's horrible. And so I just praise God that we do homeschool and we can give our children some godly information about what, you know, true love is all about. And that's so important. So we're going to talk today about, you know, location, finding a church. You're talking to your pastor, obviously. I do like to talk about the obvious, sending out invitations, you know, kind of when to do that, like a save the date or the quote-unquote real invitation. And then, of course, food, flowers, and decorations, all the fun stuff, and all the stuff that when you look at the, you know, what the potential bill could be, you're in sticker shock. So you want to, you know, really plan ahead if you can, or if you're like me and you fell in love and you went to your mom and said, you know, yes, Mom, he's the one, and what do you think? And he asked my dad, and my dad said yes, and then we were on a roll to figure out how we were going to make it all happen from March when I was engaged to my August wedding. And my daughter, as I shared earlier, did the same thing. She was engaged in March and got married 2 days after, and it was really sweet. My son-in-law did a toast to us on our, you know, we had just celebrated our anniversary, and I thought that was really sweet. And neither of them drink, so they had their white grape juice, and so I wish I could say the rest of the guests didn't drink, but I didn't pay for that bill. The in-laws side of the family paid for that. So there's a lot of compromises that must be made at weddings, I think, and it's, you know, you're working with a lot of different personalities. So when you have girls, I think, Meredith, that we both have had daughters that have gotten married, and so we don't really know the other side of the coin. I can share with you from, you know, friends of mine that have gone through it, and also my daughter's mother-in-law, who said, you know, only having sons was the most wonderful thing because the burden didn't fall on her. She Aww. Said, you know, so and she was great as far as, you know, getting along with and all of that. She didn't have a whole lot of, you know, we let our kids do a lot of it. So, okay, so location's important, and also the church. So in your case, even though your husband was a pastor, you did not have the wedding in where you held services. It was actually a beautiful church where the ceremony took place. So what made you decide on that?
Well, my daughter, the church where we were meeting at the time, was not our own church, and so it didn't have any, we were just kind of, you know, renting out that church to meet at, so it didn't have any sentimental value for my family. I think if we had our own church building, you know, they would have wanted to have it in there. So, and Kate decided, you know, I really want to have a beautiful church, and the background in our church is the electric guitar and the keyboard. It's not really beautiful, you know. So right. There was a church that I had attended with my mother when I was a little girl, and we went and we knew the secretary there, and they were between pastors, and so they allowed us to meet there. It was an Episcopal church, and it just very, very beautiful, beautiful church. So it was perfect for the style of wedding she wanted, and they actually, for some reason, they gave us a member's price because my mom had been a member years ago.
Wow.
So that really worked out well. And so we were really grateful for that. And it wasn't cheap. I find, you know, the things you don't really think about, like renting a church is not cheap. And even if you belong to a church, you usually have to pay some kind of fee to cover utilities and things like that. So, there are other things that we could have done that would have been cheaper, but that was kind of an area where she really liked the church, and I loved it. It was beautiful, beautiful church.
Mm-hmm.
But they did include with the price, they did allow us to have the groom's, what's it called? The rehearsal dinner there, the rehearsal dinner there. So we were able to have the rehearsal dinner there after the rehearsal. And so that saved us some money because Laura and Donald didn't have to pay for the rental of the hall for the rehearsal. So that was nice.
Very good. And, you know, and some people do it in a restaurant. We just had a very small wedding party, which helped. And so it was held at a restaurant that had like a little room in the back, and you're right, that was covered by the groom's family. And I've noticed too, my niece is getting married, and she's been out of college quite a few years, and her fiance has been out longer. He's older than she is. So he has saved up the money, and they've actually are paying for quite a bit themselves, which I think is interesting. Like, their mom and his parents are giving them a certain amount toward the wedding, but they're paying for a lot themselves, when I think that happens more if the couple's older. So location is important. She had a hard time finding a church or Catholic, so a lot of the churches were already booked, and she wanted her wedding to be sometime in November because she thought that would be a beautiful time of the year. I mean, the churches were booked, Meredith, from August all the way until the second week of December, which is when the wedding will be, before Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
But I couldn't believe it. But in our churches, there's a donation amount that's suggested. And actually, my dad just passed, and there was a funeral there. And I was shocked at how little it was. So, like, even with what they have for the church, and it was the same thing when my daughter got married, they'll give you a donation amount. And I don't know if it's just because they have, you know, some of the churches have more money. But we've been longtime members of this church, and she was a member as well. So, but in that donation amount, that also covers the music, which I was surprised about. And it's funny because the girl who sang at my dad's funeral was the same girl who sang at my daughter's wedding, who's one of her best friends. And my daughter, you know, so it's, you know, it, all these things come full circle, it seems. But anyway. So do check with your churches and see, and then obviously you're going to talk to the pastor. When we come back, we're going to cover invitations, food, flowers, and decorations, but we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and ebooks about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions, being world changers, raising world changers.
Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did.
Well, hi everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz and Meredith Curtis on the line, and we are talking about weddings on the cheap today. This is podcast 203, and you can find more information on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, and also check out the Finish Well podcast that Meredith podcasts at, and you can find both at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And one of the best things you can do, besides sending us those sweet notes, which we really appreciate, is to follow us on iTunes or on whatever your favorite podcast app, even if you you have whatever phone you have, if it's a smartphone, just search for a podcast app, and then you can follow our shows. And, you know, again, it's wonderful to follow our shows, to give us a rating on iTunes, and also to share our shows with other people. So now you've got a location in a church, and you've talked to the pastor, and everything good to go, and it's time to send those invitations. We ended up sending a save the date because our wedding, we had people coming from out of town, and so it wasn't too far in the future. So that was something that was sent out. And now there's so many ways you can send things out electronically, that's another great way to do it. I've seen some people set up a Facebook event page. Again, that's another way to kind of keep track of who's coming and doing it more on the cheap. You can also obviously send out invitations. And what we decided to do to save some money is we selected a plain invitation and then we embellished it. We did the same thing with my daughter's birth announcements that we got. I, you know, spent the money and bought the little hole punch things, and we, you know, were able to put ribbon on, because just that little thing, punching a hole in a card and putting a ribbon in, which you can get on sale, you know, look for those coupon sales. Can make the card so much more expensive, and just that little bit gives it some pizzazz. So that's what we ended up doing with the invitations, and it made them look really, really pretty, and that saved us a lot of money.
One of the things that Zach and Kate did is, I guess they have sites where you can build your own website, and so you build like a little wedding website, and you can put, you know, the story of your courtship, and you can put information on there and links to your wedding registry. And it has a place where guests can say, hey, we're coming, or hey, we're not. So that was really, really nice. And they did that. And I believe the website was completely free. It's just, you know, some kind of thing like Weebly or, you know, WordPress, where you can just get on there and do it for free. So that was really good. Another thing is that my Zach and Kate, they wanted to have a very old-fashioned wedding, so they took pictures and of their silhouette, of their side views, and they turned them into silhouettes on Photoshop, and then they made their own invitations. They created their invitations and had them printed, and it was a lot cheaper than if they had, you know, bought. They were really, really nice, and so that was something that they did. And another thing that you can do for save the dates is you can have you can print up something the size of a photo and in photo and make it in Photoshop, and then you can take it and have it printed at Sam's or Walgreens, just like as a, you know, 5x7 photo, and or do a card there. So there's a lot of ways to go cheaper than actually going through a formal printer. Another thing that we did with Zach and Kate is that my daughter and actually Zach's brother, they're both their hobby is photography, and they're really, really good. And so she, as a gift to them, an engagement gift, did a shoot for their engagement. And then they were able to use those pictures for a lot of things. And again, that's a really nice gift. You know, speaking of weddings on the cheap, but sometimes you can get people who will do the photography as a gift. You just want to make sure that those people are not part of the wedding party or the family, because then it can get really hard. So anyway. That was
they were gorgeous. And then I was going to share with you that I had no idea they made their own cards because they were gorgeous.
You didn't?
I got the invitation. No. So that was another compliment on way to go. Yeah. And the thing with the website, too, is I think the way they get paid and the reason that most of them are cheap or free is because you can tie into some of the stores where you have a wedding registry. And I remember pulling up a wedding registry on my phone while I was at Costco because I was price matching, you know, a gift that I was going to give. And it was really great because while I was doing that, the price on the registry was actually cheaper because it was on sale. And there were like sheets that this bride wanted, these particular sheets. And they were 50% off that day. And I think it just turned out it was, you know, from one of the stores. And so I was able to just with the click of a button buy it and even use PayPal for checkout, so my information was protected while I was in the store shopping, and have it mailed to their house, and then just give them a card with, they emailed me a receipt, and I could put that gift in the card. So it was really nice. You know, it was all done electronically. So that saves the person coming to the wedding, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we tend to give a check if you don't really know what the person needs, but it's really nice if you were going to give that amount to the bride and groom, and you can find a gift, because I still have gifts that I look at and say, oh, I got this as a wedding present, you know,
some
platters I got and things like that. And it's just a nice memory. So food, flowers, and decorations, we're going to lump these together because it's pretty much, well, the flowers and decorations go together, but let's do the food. We did not do this on the cheap. Unfortunately, we ended up at a hotel on the beach where the price got negotiated, and thank goodness for my industrious son-in-law to be at the time, because I had them shop locations, and they found this place, and they were quoted one price, and when I went back to do a deposit, she doubled the price. So I was able to pull out of my purse the sheet my son-in-law gave me where he had her quote. So that was good, and the same thing with the food. It was per person. So because of that, we ended up doing a buffet, which was cheaper than a sit-down. I don't know if I had to do it again. I think when you're, it's harder for people to get up, especially if you have elderly people and things like that. But our wedding was small because of that factor. We could only have, you know, 125 people. I know that's an only, but I mean, I hear of weddings, Meredith, that have, you know, 200 and 300 and 400 people. We could never have done that. Our main emphasis was on, you know, family first. And then everyone got to, on both sides of the family, invite some friends. So, you know, it was very small in that regard, but it ended up costing a lot. So the only thing I can share with how we did it on the cheap were the flowers and decorations, but the food was not good as far as that went. The location was fabulous. The price I paid for that location, right on Fort Myers Beach, at a beautiful resort, was phenomenal. So like I said, it was negotiated ahead of time. I think the lady just thought she could just throw out a price, and that, you know, people lose pieces of paper they give you. But I was really thankful that they had that in hand. So what did you guys do with food? I mean, I know because I was there, but I'll let you share.
Okay. Well, what we did is we made most of our own food, and that was a challenge, but it enabled us to rent a larger place. And to get a cheaper price, we rented a place where we had to come in and do the decorating. And so because Kate and Zach had, you know, we have a lot of friends, a lot of people involved in our lives, there were about 30 of us decorating the reception hall the day before the wedding. So it was pretty nice. Like, we were able to get everything, and we did some phenomenal things. Like, we built a dance floor, and it was, but we would never have been able to do it without so much help. So we did all the decorating ourselves, and I bought things like tulle and flowers, and I bought linen tablecloths. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have 3 more daughters. They'll need them, so I'll just go ahead. And so there were a lot of one-time purchases. I bought some big, nice coffee pots, some drink dispensers that I knew we would use again and again. And then with the food, at Thanksgiving, when the turkeys went on sale, I bought several turkeys and froze them in different freezers. And then I had a few different people cook the turkey the day before and slice it on a platter. I gave them a platter. They sliced it on the platter. We covered it. We were able to bring it into the kitchen of the place we were renting, and they had like three big refrigerators. And then I bought those spiral sliced hams as soon as I saw them on sale. Whenever they went on sale, I just picked them up little by little. And then we had pasta salad, and that was inexpensive. And we made we bought fruit, and we had fruit, and what else did we have? We had chicken, we had rolls.
We had a lot of finger foods too, I remember.
Yes, we did. And we had a huge amount of stuff, but we made everything in bulk, and we were able to make all kinds of foods that we could make the day before and put into the refrigerator. Now, I would have preferred to have a smaller reception and to have someone have made the food, because it was challenging, but we did have enough help that it was doable. So we, we really had a good time with that. And we had someone who picked up croissants from Publix as well as, from Sam's, and then Publix delivered the cake. And I just want to put in a plug for Publix, because Publix is not, if you live in Florida, or I guess they're spreading to some of the states in the Southeast, but, their cakes aren't like cheap. They're normal priced, but if anything goes wrong with the cake, they will refund your money. Wow. What happened with us is they forgot to bring the fountain the day of the wedding. And so we had paid for the fountain. So I went afterwards and I said, "Hey, I'm so disappointed. I had paid for this." And they just looked at me and said, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want us to do to make things right?" And so I knew in that moment I could have said, "Well, I want a complete refund," but I didn't, because the cake was delicious. So I said, "Well, I would like half my money back." So they gave me half my money back. So, they really stand behind their products, and their food is amazing. Their bakery food items are really, really good. So, that just meant a lot to me. So I just passed that experience on, that, they'll do everything they can to make things perfect. And if they can't, they definitely stand behind. They're not going to say, "Oh, well, too bad for you." So it's nice in today's world to find a company like that. So that was really, a blessing.
That's great. We had a friend who was a professional baker make the cake, and it was by far the best cake I've ever had in my life, because I love strawberries, and it was a strawberry-filled layered cake. And then one of the other things we did was, because cakes are so expensive, like they're ridiculously expensive, and then this sweet lady turned out, she gifted us the cake. She would not even talk to me about price. I know, it was a shock. But we also got sheet cakes from Publix, because, some people don't like strawberries, and that way, there was extra cake. I've also seen people do things like pedophores or miniatures. That's another
right.
thing they do. And then my niece is going to have like a his and her cake, whereas her fiance wants a chocolate cake and with chocolate filling and chocolate mousse, and I forget what she's going to have. One thing we didn't talk about was the dresses, which quickly I want to throw in there before I forget, and then we'll talk about the flowers. But she, wait a minute. I'm gonna just write down dresses. Don't let me forget that. I want to finish with the decorations, because I wanted to add a few things. At our place, and I know you guys did the same thing. I think one of the things, the reason it was your wedding decorations were so pretty, Meredith, is because you did trellis and you did lights. And those little lights just make everything look so gorgeous. It really did, and you even had it, you had like little areas around the dance floor that were just, it was just beautiful. But
Felice, before you go on, you know where I got those lights? I got them after Christmas on the 50% off clearance sale.
Perfect.
So if you have marriageable girls,
start
picking up clear plastic lights after Christmas. Or if
you
don't have marriageable girls, pick them up and sell them.
Right. on garage sales to people who really need them last minute. No, we had the same thing, but we had watched, I think, one too many movies where people got married and there were all these trees. Well, we couldn't do that in the church. And we did want bows at the end of the pews going in. So I have a friend who is unbelievably crafty, and I'm crafty, but she makes me look like I'm a beginner. So she created these beautiful bows with like artificial flowers on the pews going down. And our church is not, it seats like over 1,000, but the area that we just needed decorated was not that much. And then we wanted the trees, which our pastor didn't think was such a great idea to bring in, but we had the flowers that were at the church, and we left some there for the Sunday services because they were married on a Saturday. And then the rest they took to the reception. So that was so great that we could repurpose the floral. And then Christina had gotten a bouquet from Billy that was roses and daisies, and she was set on roses and daisies. Well, that ended up being very inexpensive because daisies are not that much. And the florist tried to talk us out of it, but it turned out to be gorgeous. I mean, it was a lot of greenery, the daisies, and then just a few roses. And her bouquet as well, was like that. And then we used clear glass containers, and the bridesmaid and the bride's bouquets were part of their table decorations. They could just stick them in. They're kind of cool. Aww. The way they make them now. And then for the tables, we decided to go with smaller. I've seen some gorgeous, huge, tall, high things. That wasn't in our budget. So we did a lot of table decorations, but I ended up buying 12 ficus trees at a local, lawn place, and they had these trees. I went and ordered them ahead of time, and I think we got them for $10 each. But when we were done with them, we planted them in our yard because we have several acres here, and there's still a hedge when you park your cars over at our house. Jeff has to keep the ficus trees, not because they'll get huge, clipped, not so they don't get so high. But anyway, we had lights on those, and that whole area was gorgeous. In fact, before the wedding, the day before, we also had people at the place. And then for the name tags on the table, we could have gone, just get them printed and be done with it. But we ended up getting sand dollars because it was at the beach, and we made them into what was later could be used as a Christmas decoration. And for years we had ours on the tree until it fell and broke, but my dad still had his actually when we were cleaning his room out, and my sister-in-laws are always telling me that they use them. And it's just such a nice remembrance. But it had, it had Christina and Billy and the year, and then it had the guest name on it, and I used gold Sharpie and just hand lettered them. And then I had other people helping me with the silver on the outside of it. And I think they were silver. I said gold, but I think it was silver. And it was kind of like a little sparkly color, so it was pretty. And then we just put the white ribbon on it. And then we found these little holders at a kiosk in the mall. Of all places, I just started asking around and said, I need something on the table that could be like a little stand. And again, very inexpensive. So, it all came together, and it was amazing because some of the extras that we would have had to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for, really turned out to be inexpensive. And especially if you have time to plan, you can do. And I remember your flowers were beautiful as well.
They were. We got the flowers for the altar. We got those and the bouquets and the boutonnieres and stuff we got from a local florist. And like you, we left the flowers for the church the next day. Mm-hmm. But what we did is we used artificial flowers for the end of the pews, and we used them to decorate for the reception. And you know what? And we did similar things to what you did. But what really was special is that those evenings where all the girls came over, all the bridesmaids came over, And we worked on getting ready for the reception and the wedding and making flowers. And it those are really precious memories to me, you know. And I've been in weddings that were so expensive, and we all just showed up, we wore our dress, and we walked down the aisle and danced at the reception, and that was it. But it felt like when the girls walked down the aisle with Kate, like they really had helped her prepare, and mm-hmm. the wedding was really precious. And it was just for all of us who were involved. Everyone kind of felt like they had a part in pulling it off, and it really was something to remember. So we really, you know, it's kind of that twist. It's like, okay, you know, we had to do all this work, but then the work ended up creating all these memories that were so precious, and we had so much fun doing them, and we laughed till we cried sometimes, and it was really a neat time doing all those things. So
that
was
great.
Nice.
That's great. And then the last thing I want to talk about are the dresses. I walked into a bridal store and found a dress and told my mother that was it. And my mother, who had been a seamstress and didn't have time to make me a gown, and she had, you know, sewed wedding gowns for years. But she said, no, we cannot do that. So she dragged me around to all these different dress shops. And, of course, we ended up with the one that I liked the best, because she liked it the best too at the end. And my daughter, same thing. It didn't take very long. And that wasn't something like we weren't set on a designer gown or anything. She had some ideas of what she wanted, and that was it. But with my niece who's getting married, you know, she's had more time to think about it. And so she said that there are websites where you could find designer dresses for a fraction of the cost. The catch is that not even that they're last season or anything, but they've actually been worn. So if you don't have a problem with that, and she obviously does not, she showed me some dresses that were absolutely breathtaking and some that I didn't care for. I let her know. I said, no. And I don't know if they, you know, how that works, but I was just really surprised that there was a market for this, you know, these gazillion dollar dresses that are only worn once, you know, and what happens to them. So I guess there were, you know, someone has collected them and purchased them, and there's websites that you can go and look. And she had these folders on her phone that where she was keeping all of these different collections of things she liked. And she likes more of the vintage stuff. So, like, her flowers are vintage, but they're ridiculously expensive. So I was trying to convince her that, you know, maybe we didn't need such vintage. But she was cute. She's like, well, I'm saving money on the dress, which is true. So, you know, each person has their idea of what they want for the wedding. And it's just like, you know, the main thing is God the focus of your marriage? And if it is, then it's going to be a beautiful event no matter what. There's always going to be something that goes wrong. If you have that special friend, I was that friend to another friend of mine. And I had a friend like that for my daughter's wedding that can deal with the problems that come up. Because when they come to you, and, you know, some of them did come to me, but, like, the cake was late getting there. I think my friend felt horrible about it. But they got, you know, it was the proverbial, the car broke down, and the place did not let her bring it the night before because they were upset that we didn't get it through them. I think that was the bottom line. And they did get some feedback from me after the wedding because I was upset for my friend. However, you know, it came in, and it was amazing because there's no cake, and, you know, what are we going to do? And yes, we have the, you know, the sheet cake, but when it did come, there was a table that was all lit, and it was as a focal point, and the cake got brought in by the two of the men that worked at the hotel, and it was like this huge grand entrance that nobody Aww. Would have even noticed if the cake was sitting there in the corner. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So, you know, it all works out, and you just can't, I mean, it's the day, the focus, this is what I keep telling my niece too. I said, the focus is that you're getting married to the person that you love, you know, second to God, and this is who the Lord brought in your life, and that needs to be the focus, and everything else will fall into place. And, you know, like I shared, I've been married since 1979, and Meredith, you've been married for many, many, many years.
Yes. And, yes, we got married in 1984, so yeah, we've been married a long time, too. Yes.
Right. And so, you know, there's going to be ups and downs and things that you wish, you know, might have been different. But I can't even, I mean, my wedding reception was in the backyard of my parents' home. And it was in August in the sweltering Florida sun, because when we were engaged in March, we didn't think anything about what the weather might be for an outdoor wedding in August. And God was good, and it was a beautiful day, and, you know, the doors were open, and the air conditioning was on in the house, so the New York relatives had to go in and you know, get cooled off. But my parents did some of the food as well. They had some of it catered, and they hired people to be there to serve, and that was probably the best decision they made so they could enjoy the day. So, you know, they saved money because it was at my parents' home, and,
right.
You know, and
you
it, and it was
too.
Beautiful. Yeah. And it, I think, you know, I've talked to my kids about it, and if we still are living where we live, that might be an option, because these guys are all super laid back, but it all depends, you know, and again, it's in God's hands. But listen, you and I can talk about this forever. So we better wrap up this show. And sorry, guys, if it's been a little bit longer than we planned, but, you know, thanks so much for stopping in and listening. And, you know, God bless you guys. And for everybody who's planning a wedding, we'll keep you in our prayers, because we know, you know, what that entails. We've both been through it. And we just praise God for the institution of marriage. And thank you so much for listening. So, again, you can find the podcast notes at podcast 203, Weddings on the Cheap, at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Thanks, everyone. God bless. And thank you, Meredith. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.